Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Rustenburg, a high of 20, Polokwane 19. We start with politics, and the Umkhonto weSizwe party has announced that all its 58 members of parliament who boycotted the first National Assembly sitting will be joining the House soon. The party had initially boycotted the sitting to raise their concerns over the alleged vote rigging. Party spokesperson Nhlamulo Ndlela addressed the media yesterday.
Unity in action is the simple carrion call. We can no longer afford to be divided when the enemy is uniting against the people. For that reason, we wish to announce that, after taking legal advice, Umkhonto weSizwe will soon occupy its seat in the National Assembly.
The South African Cabin Crew Association has hailed former SAA board chair Dudu Mieni as an activist for the rights of workers. Mieni died on Friday following a battle with cancer. Before her death, Mieni, who was also the chair of the Jacob Zuma Foundation, faced fraud and corruption charges alongside former Busasa director Trevor Matendra. The charges are linked to alleged kickbacks that Mieni received during her time at SAA. SACA Deputy President Chris Shabangu believes Mieni was made a scapegoat.
I also remember where we had to sit with her to strategize to open up a case against her so that she could be held accountable, because she was working with people that were actually sabotaging it. And that is something that is not known to the public. What is known to the public, which is what obviously was narrated to them, but this is the reality and the truth of what was happening.
Consumers are fuming over the imminent introduction of higher taxes on Shein and Temu orders, but Dr. Mark Gudger from the South African Institute of Taxation says consumers remain free to buy from any supplier of their choice. Low-value and small-volume clothing orders from Temu and Shein will soon be subjected to higher taxes. Gudger explains.
The provision to make South Africans buy locally and the protection that has been in place by the usual 45% duty has been in place for many, many years. And it's not a mechanism to control or restrict any consumers.
And finally, British pop legend Rod Stewart was booed at a concert in Leipzig in Germany on Friday while showing support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Wearing the colors of the Ukrainian flag, Stewart dedicated the song Rhythm of My Heart to the Ukrainian people and army. The audience responded with a chorus of loud boos and whistles, according to several media reports. Germany has been a staunch backer of Ukraine since Russia's invasion in 2022, but public opinion remains split on the issue, with some fearing Germany's backing for Kiev could risk escalating the war, while others resent the amount of money being spent. I'm Martine van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus: die MK-party sê hulle het na regsadvies besluit om al 58 setels in die nasionale vergadering in te neem.
Minutes of more music you love, non-stop, get ready. On Jacaranda FM.